That's one thing about a Pentecostal church. You're up and down. And that's all right, though. Praise God. Praise the name of the Lord. We'll just see what the Lord will do in this service tonight. I've enjoyed getting ready to say this or preach or teach or whatever it might be, hoop and holler, scream and shout. I've been excited about studying the Word of God lately. I've enjoyed every minute of it. I wish the kids could stay if you didn't have anything real important that was super important. But if you got to go, you got to go. Understand. Praise the Lord. I want you to know tonight that we serve a seven-way king. Now, this is not my message, but I want to just expound on something just for a minute. Praise the Lord. I want to encourage you to worship Him. I want to encourage you to understand that He is an awesome, great Creator. If you think about how great He is, just for a moment, scientists say that the sun is so large that you can put 1 million Earths inside of it. It's pretty big, isn't it? That's awesome. God did that. And then there is another planet that's 1,500 times bigger than the sun. That's awesome. God, He did that too. And there is another star that is even bigger than that, that dwarfs the sun. In comparison, the Earth is microscopic compared to that. And He did that. He created the heavens with the span of His hand. He spoke it into existence, galaxies, trillions of miles. He did that. All of that. The beauty of the ocean, the seas and the fish, what they're able to do. Did you know that the octopus can attach itself to something and take that form of it? And you wouldn't even know it was there until it revealed itself. He did that. It's awesome God we serve tonight. A magnificent, very powerful God. He causes the ocean and the waves to roll in and out, in and out, in and out. He did that. He caused the seasons. He did all of this. I want you to know we serve a great God tonight. I think about the soldier, this man that was under authority, and he sent his servants to Jesus, and he said, "My servant, my Lord, his servant is very sick unto death, but he is not worthy that you would come under his roof." But he said that if you would just speak the word only, then I know my servant will be healed. He said, because I understand authority. He said, because I say to this servant, come, and he comes, and I say to him, go, and he goes. He said, I understand authority. He said, just speak the word. He understood that God, Jesus, had a great authority to speak healing from a distance. And that's exactly what he did. He spoke a word. Now think about that when I go and I pray for this man, male Piles, that has brain cancer. He doesn't know God. But I know God is able to heal. And all he has to do is speak a word and he will be healed. This man, Lee Tackett, that has cancer tonight, God is able to heal him. He's able just to speak a word and heal him. He is great and he is an awesome God. He speaks healing. He speaks seasons into existence. He spoke the world into existence just with his word. He is awesome tonight just with his word. How great is he? I don't know how great he is, but I can just think about the heavens and wonder how great he is tonight. I prayed and I said, Master, you are so great. I don't even know how great you are, but I need you. I need you, Jesus. to walk with me. Sit down here and talk to me and let me feel your spirit. Though when I am afraid that if I could get into his presence, I know that everything would be okay, because he is a great God tonight. He is a seven-way king. He is the king of the Jews, and he's a racial king. He is a national king. He is the king of righteousness. He is the king of the age. He's the king of kings, and he's the king of glory. That is my Lord who I serve tonight. I wonder, how do you know him? David said, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork." My king is a sovereign king. No means of measurement can define his limitless love. No far-seeing telescope can bring into visibility the coastline of his shoreless supply. No barrier can hinder him from throwing out of his blessings. He's enduringly strong. He's entirely sincere. He's eternally steadfast. He's immortally graceful, imperially powerful, impartially merciful. He is the greatest phenomenon that's ever crossed the horizon of this world. He's Jesus. He's the center savior. He's the centerpiece of civilization. He stands in the solitude of himself. He's unparalleled and he's unprecedented. He's the loftiest idea in literature. He is the highest personality in philosophy. He's the supreme problem in high criticism. He's a fundamental doctrine of true theology. He is the core and the necessity of spiritual religion. He's the miracle of the age. Yes, he is. He's good. He's everything good you choose to call him. He's qualified. He's all-sufficient Savior. Well, tonight I wonder, how do you know him? He supplies strength for the weak. He's available for the tempted and tried. He sympathizes and he saves. He strengthens and he sustains. He guides and he guards. He heals the sick. He cleanses the lepers. He forgives sinners. He discharges debtors. He delivers the captive. He defends the feeble. He blesses the young. He serves the unfortunate. He regards the aged. He rewards the diligent. He beautifies the meek. Well, today I wonder, how do you know him? He is the key to knowledge. He's the wellspring of wisdom. He's the path to peace. He's the roadway to righteousness. He's the highway of holiness. He's the gateway to glory. Well, I wonder tonight, how do you know him? His office is manifold. His promise is sure. His light is matchless. His goodness is everlasting. His mercy is wonderful. His goodness is limitless. His mercy is everlasting. His love never changes. His word's enough. His grace is sufficient. His reign is righteous. And his yoke is easy. And his burdens are light. Well, I wish I could describe him to you, but he's just indescribable. He's God. He's a great Savior. He's indescribable. He's incomprehensible. He's invincible. He's irresistible. You can't get him off of your hands. You can't outlive him, and you can't live without him. Well, the Pharisees found out that they couldn't find any fault in him. And they couldn't get the witnesses, couldn't get their testimonies to agree. And death couldn't handle him. And the grave couldn't hold him. That's my king. That's your king tonight. He's incomprehensible. He is magnificent. He is the God of heaven. He is the God of all God. He is great and incomprehensible, unparalleled. No one, no thing could run up beside him and equal him. He has no equal. He stands in the solitude of himself. And he just speaks a word. Simply speaks a word. And there is a mountain. And there is a healing. and there is a discovery. Praise Him tonight, for He's worthy. If you need a healing in your body tonight, or you need some inspiration for your mind to linger and think on, call on His name. Speak His name, the great Creator of all things. He is listening. He is awesome tonight. He is the great Creator. And He is on your side. He don't need a side, because He's all in the middle. He's on both sides. Praise God. That's our God we serve tonight. He's strong, Brother Fry. He's not weak. He stands firm. He's so strong that nothing can move Him. He is so strong that there is no variableness of turning and no shadow of doubt in Him. He is true. Yes, He is. He is truth personified. But worship Him tonight. He is my strength, and He is my hope. And I live and move in Him. And I am complete in Him tonight. Hallelujah. Can you say praise the Lord? He is our hope, and in Him we will trust. Anybody trust Him tonight? Can I get a witness? Can I get somebody to say, I trust Him tonight? Would you raise your hand and say, I trust You, Jesus. I trust You, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I didn't intend to say all of that, but it was on my heart to say it. I worship Him. I love Him. I thank You, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank You, Lord. You're so good to us. Hallelujah. His anger may endure but for a moment, but His favor is for everlasting. Weeping may endure for the night, but joy cometh in the morning. And I think of that when I think of someone that I love pass away, and I wonder, what would I do? What would I do? I would weep, but I would know for surety that on the other side, they're waiting for me. Hallelujah, Jesus. I thank You, Lord, that nothing is lost with You. Nothing is lost with You, that You keep contact with it, Master. You're able to bring it to the other side. Can you say praise the Lord? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. I want to try to teach this lesson, if I may. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Ironically, Brother Grissom's title was, if you recall, Sunday night. Can anybody tell me what his title of his message was? What's that? Guarding Our Identity? Okay. Well, maybe I didn't steal his title after all. I thought it was something else. Praise the Lord. But anyway, after I was looking at this, I'm thinking, well, Brother Grissom, he just preached about this. But this is in my heart. Hallelujah. And the title of this tonight is Identity Theft. Luke, this is my text. I'm going to read from Luke chapter 10, verse 30. Praise God. Does anybody bring their Bible anymore? Shame on you. Praise God for the Word of God. Hallelujah. And Jesus answered and said, a certain man went down from Jerusalem. Hallelujah. A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment and wounded him and departed, leaving him half dead. And you may be seated. First thing I would like to say to you, that anywhere from Jerusalem is down. Anywhere you go is down. And I understand when you're going to Jerusalem from anywhere, it's up. Hallelujah tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Anytime you leave Jerusalem, you go down. Because departing from the presence of God is down. And you leave your identity when you leave the presence of God. In Jerusalem is the house of God, where His name is and where His Spirit abides. Acts 17:28 says, "For in Him we live and move and have our being." Psalms 119:14 says, "Thou hide me in that place and my shield. I hope in Thy word." Colossians 6:19 says, "What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and you are not your own?" So I want to say to you tonight, stay in the city. Stay in the city where your strength is. Can you say praise the Lord? There is life in the city. Numbers 35 talks about cities of refuge. So on the other side of Jordan and on this side of Canaan, three cities of refuge. Outside the city is the Avenger. The scripture really calls him the Revenger. He's there. And I want you to know tonight, you are the slayer. So stay in the city, because you have put to death Satan's seed, and he's out for revenge. He's out to kill you. And I want you to know tonight, in the house, in the Spirit of God, in the presence of God, in the temple of God, in the city of God, there's safety. But outside the walls is treachery and death. Satan would like to lure you outside the city. He can cut your throat and watch you bleed and die. That's what he would like to do to you. He would like to steal your garment. He would like to steal your identity. Mark 10:46-42 talks about blind Bartimaeus. Verse 50 says that when he cried out, rather he cried out to the Lord, "Thou Son of David, have mercy on me." And he got Jesus' attention. That's the best thing he could have ever done in all of his life, is to get Jesus' attention. And that's the best thing that we can do. If we can ever arrest Jesus' attention, he can do anything for us. Anything we need, he can do it. He can open up our blinded eyes like he did for Bartimaeus. He can speak into your soul healing, restoration, and strength, and give you a different perspective from a high point of view, from Jerusalem, from the city of God, upon a hill, a point of view of God. Praise the Lord. Blind Bartimaeus, it said that when Jesus stood still, he commanded that he be brought. And they said, "Master, he calls him, come on." Well, the first thing he did is he took off his garment and he threw it aside. I think that's, you know, the sound of truth rings true in our hearts. We know that it's true. It's like a healing that takes place. Something about moving of the Spirit of God when he speaks into your life. You know the sound of truth. You hear that sound. You know the voice of God when he speaks to your heart. It's plain and it's obvious. And that's the same thing that happened to Bartimaeus. He knew that God was going to heal him. He knew something was going to happen because he took his robe off. He took his identity off and cast it aside. His beggar's garment, his identity, his blind man robe, his identity. And God gave him a different identity. He cast off his old and he took on a new identity. When Jesus calls you, he changes your garment. He'll give you a new pedigree, a new heritage, a descent from the diadem of deity to a regal power. God is a great king. He will give you a robe. Isaiah 61:10 says, "I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God. For he hath clothed me with a garment of salvation. He hath covered me with the robe of righteousness. The prince of this world has besieged the children of God. He's come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. He's come to lure you outside the city and strip you of your garment, take your identity and wound you enough to deceive you. Satan wants to kill your inheritance. He wants to kill you because you have an inheritance in God. And that is you, because you have a royal descent. God, He is your creator. You're His son. So you have an heritage. You have a right heritage, a legal right. You, because of your birthright, you have authority because you're born here. You're born by the Word of God. You're legal and you're because of your birth. You're not an alien. An alien has no right because they're not born here. Satan is illegal. He's a trespasser and he's a thief with no authority. He has a little power, but he has no authority. He wants to cause you to forget you have one, an heritage, by wounding you and causing you to be offended. So Proverbs 18 and 19 says, a brother offended is harder to be won than a strong city, and their contentions are like bars of a castle. And we have protection tonight from offenses. Psalms 119, 165 says, great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. What a promise. What a promise. When you rejoice, Psalms 119, 162 says, I will rejoice at thy word as one that findeth great spoil. There is a reward in that when you seek the Lord, because He is the rewarder of those that diligently seek Him. God is a great God. We serve Him night and day. I want to take your attention now to Daniel, beginning right at chapter 1, verse 4. Children in whom were no blemish, but well favored, and skillful in all wisdom, and cunning in knowledge, and understanding of signs, and such as had ability in them to stand in the king's palace, and whom they might teach the learning and the tongue of the Chaldees. That's the first thing the enemy wants to do. He wants to change your identity. He wants you to forget who you are and where you've come from and your heritage. Verse 6 says, now among these were the children of Judah, Daniel, Hananiah, and Azariah. The thing that they want to do, Satan would like to do, he wants to change your identity right up front. He wants to change your name and change your identity like he did these Hebrew boys. Daniel became Belteshazzar. Daniel meaning God is my judge. Belteshazzar means the keeper of the treasure of Baal. And Hananiah to Shadrach. Hananiah whom Jehovah hath favored. Shadrach, inspired or illuminated by the sun god Rak. Mishael to Meshach. Mishael meaning who is what God is. Who is comparable to God? Meshach, the god of the Babylonian Shat, earth god. Azariah, Abednego. Azariah, whom Jehovah helps. Abednego, the servant of the shining fire, the servant of Lucifer. These servants were dedicated by the heathens to their four leading gods: Baal, the chief god, Rak, the sun god, Shak, the earth god, and Junus, the sun god. We have to have Bible sense. If we are to keep our identity, we have to have it. We have to understand who we are. And we have to know who God is and understand that. Hosea 4 and 6, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge because thou hast rejected knowledge. I will also reject thee, he says, that thou might be no priest to me, seeing that thou hast forgotten the law of thy God. And I will, listen to this, and I will also forget thy children. The children are a heritage to the Lord. We must raise up another generation to serve the Lord. It's our responsibility that we rule our house as priests of the Lord and direct our kids how to worship God and how to serve God. We must have the sense of the Word of God that we can give and teach our children understanding in the Word of God, because it's life and it's strength and it's our hope and it's what will save us, because it's the Word of God. It's infallible. It's truth. Shall endure forever. Praise the Lord. Can you say praise God with me? Nehemiah 8, I just quoted. I love that scripture. I run across it the other day. I'm in my Bible reading. I'm in the book of Luke. I done went through the Old Testament. I'm in the book of Luke. I can't wait. I'm going to try to get finished. I'm going to read it half again before December. I don't know. We'll see. Praise God. I've determined in my heart to read 10 chapters a night, but I've been catching myself reading 20. There's something about the Word of God that gets in your soul, and you want to read it because it illuminates your heart. You feel closer to the Maker. You feel like He's speaking to you. You feel like when you close your eyes, you can reach out and touch Him. Hallelujah! From the worship of the Lord God we serve. He is wonderful, and He's greatly to be praised. Those last couple of nights, I got up real early when everybody's still asleep. I don't remember what time it was, but it was early. And I went into the living room. As soon as I knelt down, I felt the presence of the Lord come into that room. I just couldn't help it. But I just started to weep. I just started to praise the Lord. I'm trying to recognize how great He is, how marvelous His Word is. I asked Him, I said, Master, please, Lord, give me a sense of the Word of God that I might understand, that I may behold wondrous things out of Your law. I don't know about you, but I'm hungry for the Word of God. I'm hungry for Him. I want to draw close to Him. I want to feel His Spirit. I want Him to speak to me. I want Him to change me and help me to be a better man than I am today. We serve a great God that encourages us. He says, come on, baby. Don't give up, but engage and draw close to me. And you can feel my Spirit. And I will encourage you. And I will heal your body. I'm telling you, when the Lord speaks to you, it runs through your soul. And all the time that I lay in bed, I think about how great He is. I look and I think about the heavens and how far it is, how vast it is. The Scripture says that it opens up like a curtain. And I think that and I understand that the universe is beginning to expand. The scientists see that that it's expanding, and that is true. They already knew that in the Word of God. It's like a curtain that expands. I'm telling you, there's no secret with Him. He already knew it. We serve a mighty God tonight. Praise the Lord. Can you say praise the Lord? Keep in mind what I just said about Nehemiah 8. So they read in the book of the law distinctly and gave the sense and caused them to understand the reading. 2 Timothy 2:15 says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Praise the Lord for the word of God. Thank you, Jesus. John 17:17 says, sanctify them in thy truth. Thy word is truth. 1 Peter 1:22 says, seeing ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth. That's awesome scripture. The Word of God is like that. It's very powerful. It's able to sanctify your unholy soul. It's able to give you restoration where there is weakness. God is able to help you build good character in your life. 1 Peter 2:23 says, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible seed, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. Praise the Lord. The Word of God is very powerful. It makes alive again, anew and afresh. Praise the Lord. The old prophet that was in the grave, in his bones, and when a dead man was rolled over on top of him because he was full of the Word of God, that body jumped and come to life. That's how powerful the Word of God is. Though he were dead, yet shall he live. If you're full of the Word of God, when you pass off this scene, when you draw your last breath, you will rise. If you have the Word of God in your heart, you will come alive again. We have a promise today. When you were baptized, you took on a new garment, a new name, a new identity, a garment of righteousness, and a name, Jesus, which means Jehovah has become your salvation. Now think of Daniel, Belshazzar. And I think of those young men and how that their names were changed. And I think of my name, Raymond. Then the next slash, Jesus. That's my name. On the end of my name, Raymond Delbert Neal Jr. Jesus. I'm his son tonight. I have a heritage in the Lord. Yes, I do have a heritage in the Lord, and so do you. And we have some promises in the Word of God. God is so good to us. Ephesians 3:15 says, of whom the whole family in heaven and in earth is named. Acts 4:12 says, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Colossians 2:10 says, you are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power. I want you to know tonight, if Satan can wound you, he can steal your garment. Your identity is wrapped up in your garment. Keep your identity. In keeping your identity, it will keep you from hurt. Have resolve in yourself, purpose in your heart, that you will not defile yourself with a portion of the king's meat. Daniel 3:16 says, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. They know who they were. They knew who they were, and they know who God is. Scripture says, submit yourself to the Lord and resist the devil. You can't resist the devil if you're not persuaded and you don't have a resolve and you haven't purposed in your heart not to defile yourself with the things of this world. But if you'll do that, you can resist him and you can stand firm and not lose your identity. Daniel 3:21 says this. It says, then these men were bound in their coats. Daniel 3:25 says, and they answered and said, lo, Nebuchadnezzar says, lo, I see four men loosed, walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt. We must purpose in our heart to abstain from defilement, but decide resolution to serve the living God. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto the Lord, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may be able to prove that which is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Daniel 1:8 says, Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore he requested of the prince of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. He was bound to it. He was committed to it. They were bound by it. They were bound in it. They were committed to it. They were accused by it. They were protected in it. Psalms 37:5, commit thy way unto the Lord and trust also in him, and he will bring it to pass. Daniel 3:12. There are certain of the Jews whom thou hast set over the affairs of the providence of Babylon, Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego. These men, O king, have not regarded thee. They serve not your gods, nor worship the golden image which they set up. They were accused in it, but they were bound to it, bound by it. Luke 21:12 says, "But before all things, they shall lay their hands unto you and persecute you and deliver you to the synagogue and into the prisons and bring about those that will accuse you for my name's sake." If you're bound by it, you will be accused by it. Then these men were bound in their coats, Daniel 3:21 says, and in their hosen, and in their hats, and their other garments, and they were cast into the fire. They were bound in it, and they were protected in it. It's their identity. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from evil. John 17:16 says, and they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. John 17:17 says, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. The word of God is what's going to keep you. It is your robe of righteousness. It is your garment. And if you keep your garment, it will. If you bind it on you, you will be committed in it. You will be bound by it. You will be accused by it. And if you're bound in it, you'll be protected in it. Just like they were accused. They never took their robes off. When they threw them in the fire, they still had their robes on. And those robes protected them. And what did it do? When you stand up for righteousness, you may go through the fire, but if you stand firm for the word of God, God will deliver you from the fire. Just like they said to him, King, we're not even careful to answer thee in this matter. We don't care. We don't care if you cast us in the fire. But we know that our God is able to deliver us from it. Whether he does or not, it doesn't matter. But I'm telling you, that's when God will make a difference in your life, when it just really doesn't matter. But as long as you have your robe on, you keep your garment on, your garment of praise, your clothed in righteousness. Keep it on. Keep it on. Don't take it off. Don't take it off for any reason. Don't take it off for your friends. Don't take it off for your job. Don't take it off for any reason. Keep your robe on, because it's going to protect you and will give you encouragement and strength, and it will deliver your soul. I greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God, for he hath clothed me in the garment of salvation. He hath clothed me in the robe of righteousness. And ye are complete in him who is the head of all principality and power. And that's our God we serve tonight. Why don't we stand? Praise the Lord. Let's give him a hand clap. Let's worship him and thank him for the robe of righteousness and this identity that we have. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord, for your strength and your encouragement tonight. We worship you. I praise you, Lord. We magnify your holy, holy name. You're worthy, you're worthy, you're worthy. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.